Lecture topic: Spiritual Survival Kit.
The days of Hajj and the very great ibadat of Qurbani is all part of the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. There are certain things which are extremely fundamental for survival, physical survival. If a person doesn't eat basic food, so then he can't continue for long. It might be a matter of days at the most, and then he'll perish. If he's gone without any food for a few days, anything to drink for a few days, 1 week, by that time he'll probably be gone from this dunya. And then there are certain things which are on the level of a luxury. If he has it, very good. If he didn't have it also, it doesn't really matter. He'll survive with it, without it. So there are certain things in terms of our spiritual survival also, which are extremely fundamental. And certain aspects, we won't say that it is not a problem, we don't have it. We'll be very much deprived if we don't have it. But these things will enhance us, provided that the foundation is there. The finishings in a home, they only come when the structure is there. There's no structure, the walls are missing, what are you going to paint? If the very roof is not there, what kind of decorative lights are you going to put inside, under that ceiling? There's no roof, where's the ceiling? So certain things are absolutely fundamental. And those fundamental things can never be neglected. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in his life, there are certain things that Allah Ta'ala has preserved in the Quran Sharif for us, and like Ibrahim alayhi salam, the incidents of many, many Anbiya alayhi salam are in the Quran Sharif. But in particular Ibrahim alayhi salam, his remembrance has been kept alive very much in the Quran Sharif, in various ayat, and in various practices that we have been commanded to do. One is something that happens occasionally, like the Qurbani once a year, likewise Hajj once a year, and that too upon the person upon whom Hajj is farz, that's once in a lifetime. The amal of Hajj happens once a year, but farz on the person once in a lifetime. But despite these being very great amal which are done once a year, or remind us of these very great aspects once a year, but there's something that we are reminded multiple times a day. Every salah, at the end of the salah we recite after tashahud durood Ibrahim, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to recite. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid ila akhiri. So we are being reminded about Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we are being reminded to be appreciative of that legacy that he left behind, that we include him in sending salutations upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We also send salutations upon him and his family, because they left such a great legacy for us. So now what is this legacy all about, and what is this lesson that we have to take? So there are many, many things. But this is all summed up in one particular ayat of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That remember the time when Ibrahim alayhi salam, when his Rabb said to him, أَسْلِمْ. أَسْلِمْ, we understand the word already, perhaps to some extent, Islam. So أَسْلِمْ comes from the same root. But it doesn't mean accepting Islam. We're talking about Allah Ta'ala addressing Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who's a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. It's referring to complete submission to whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded. And in the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that things are to come. Various tests and trials are to come. So whatever comes, just as you have submitted already, continue to submit yourself fully. One aspect of this aslim is akhlis amalaka lillah. do everything only and solely for Allah Ta'ala. No other motive, no other motivation of any sort, no other purpose and intention. Anything and everything for Allah alone. And then this aslim, this submission. So now on a more broader level, addressing all of us and the entire ummah and mankind till qiyamah. So this aslim one is with the heart. That is the most fundamental level of this taslim and this submission to Allah Ta'ala. The submission from the heart with the correct aqeedah and belief. And the aqeedah must be 100% correct. There can be no compromise in that. Now in the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam and following Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he's such a personality that Allah Ta'ala gave him universal maqbooliyat. He is a personality that is revered and respected by everybody. Though by some in reality, and some just, there's a claim of love and respect, and to some extent maybe they do respect him, but respect can only in reality be when a person takes everything that comes along, not being selective. So some respect Ibrahim alayhi salam, but not ready to take whatever he's given. That lesson that he gave of Tawheed, and which Allah Ta'ala highlights in the Quran Sharif, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. That even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told that we've also given you the same path. What we told Ibrahim alayhi salam, the path of Tawheed. And وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He had nothing to do with any shirk. So the Nasara also claimed to love him. But they've gone off, they've gone into shirk. وَقَالَتِ النَّسَارَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ اللَّهِ. They went into shirk and saying Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah Ta'ala. So they don't got nothing to do with Ibrahim alayhi salam, it's just lip service. And likewise the Yahud, they also claim to love him very greatly. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. They went into shirk as well. They claimed Uzair alayhi salatu wa salam is the son of Allah Ta'ala. Whereas Allah Ta'ala is saying وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. There was nothing to do with shirk in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He was very, very far away from it, completely free of it. So the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam is a path of tawheed. So this is the first part of the submission. Submission from the heart, tawheed, and then together with it all the beliefs and all the aqaid that have to be in the life of a mu'min, in the heart of a Muslim. Without which there cannot be iman. So if that is missing, or some part of it is missing, then that taslim, that lesson that Ibrahim alayhi salam gave, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That submission to Allah Ta'ala, then everything else is just on the surface, there's no reality to it. The reality starts off with the foundation. Complete submission from the heart is the aqidah. So therefore many things go on in the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abrahamic faiths, and then there'll be accords in the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abrahamic accord, and which is meant to try and bring about a dilution of faith. That there is no need to now be professing to follow one deen. It's fine, you call yourself a Muslim, it's okay, but remember that na'uzubillah, this is what is being made to push down the throats of people. That well, everything is all one, all rivers meet in the ocean, these are all fancy words just to confuse people and take their iman away. So the first thing is taslim from the heart, submission from the heart, with the correct aqidah and belief. There's no compromise in that. Allah is one, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger of Allah Ta'ala. There can be no salvation without believing in Allah Ta'ala. As we ought to believe in Him, in all His attributes, and then submit ourselves to Him, and follow the Mubarak way, accept Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and follow His Mubarak way of life. Without that there can be no submission, and there's no salvation. In any case, this is the first level of submission. And then submission with our tongue, we profess the same thing as well. We speak the right words. We don't compromise deen in any way. We say what Allah has said, and we say what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and what we've been ordered to say. We don't speak the language which is politically correct to appease somebody here and there, or to try and find some loopholes for ourselves. But now we're living in the 20th century, or this, that and the other. So therefore it's a very inclusive society. So that if somebody is calling himself some, that he's part of certain lifestyle, he's adopted the LGBT lifestyle, for example. So now, well, everything goes now. So we can't speak out against something that's wrong. We have to speak what Allah has spoken, what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us. And then together with that is submission in our actions. Complete submission. Submission in everything that Allah has commanded us, what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded us. Some try to separate this, that well, we follow the Quran Sharif, but it's not necessary to do what is in the Sunnah, in the Hadith Sharif. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has declared in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. What the Rasul of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given you, what He has commanded you to do, hold on to it, فَخُذُوهُ. Be firmly established on it. And if He has forbidden you from something, then refrain from it. That too is in the Quran Sharif. So that is part of following the Quran Sharif. To hold on to the Mubarak way of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So now this complete submission, what does submission requires? One is submission from the heart, and submission verbally, submission in action. And the submission requires that we don't get into the why. What is the hikmah and the wisdom behind this command? And it is this why that people have got into that many are losing their iman. The submission Ibrahim is teaching us, don't get into the why. He was ordered to slaughter his son, no why. Ordered to leave his wife and child in a barren place with no means of survival, there was no question of why. Doesn't make any sense to human logic. But what is human logic in the face of the command of Allah Ta'ala? Human logic can't make head and tail of it. But when there's submission, there's no looking into human logic. It is looking into what Allah has given the command. What command is it? So now people who have fallen into the why, many of our sisters sometimes, and even men, but why is this, na'uzu billah, unequal shares in inheritance? That in the case of inheritance now, if a parent has passed away, then the male child will get double the share of the female child. So na'uzu billah, this doesn't make sense to us. There should have been equality. So where is the equality in this? And in the so-called quest for now finding the reason and getting the hikmah, many have now gone, what they call themselves, feminists, that well, this, we can't swallow this, and we can't digest it. So in other words, you're not digesting deen. You're not digesting Allah's command. You have already thrown out submission. So you are taking what this person and that person gave. They have greater respect and honor in your eyes and heart, rather than what Allah Ta'ala's command is. So the submission is gone. And then this has put iman out. Questioning Allah Ta'ala's command, why Allah Ta'ala has made this the law. And then the same feminism goes beyond that. That why did Allah Ta'ala say, رِجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَىٰ. A simple, clear-cut translation that men are the rulers over women. But the ruler is not the zalim of dunya. The ruler is the ruler that rules with justice, with compassion and kindness, with consideration. Not what has become synonymous in our mind, ruler means zalim, which unfortunately often is the case. But the Quran Sharif speaks about the ruler that rules with justice, with kindness, with compassion. But now the question, but why? Why we asking Allah Ta'ala, who's our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, why? So where's iman then? Now just as we have to eat food daily to survive physically, this aspect of taslim, unquestioning submission to Allah Ta'ala, this is the food to our spiritual survival. And therefore we have to revise this lesson daily, at least in our hearts and minds, and from time to time speak it, and time to time hear it. And at least in these Mubarak days, repeatedly listen and hear about it and speak about it. To bring alive this reality that this submission is our spiritual lifeline. Without this submission, our iman is on the line. Total submission, unquestioning submission. And in every aspect of life, in action as well, because we are all the time in this test. Ibrahim alayhi salam was put through test. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Many, many tests beyond our imagination. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. He fulfilled it entirely, fully. Not half, any half jobs. Fully 100% with flying colors. So Allah Ta'ala then gave him the in'am and the reward for it. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. When Allah Ta'ala gave him the prize, we are now going to bless you with this imamat and this leadership of the ummah. So he then remembered his zurriya and his progeny to come. قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Allah said, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. So the one side, Ibrahim alayhi salam, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. He fulfilled whatever the commands were and he completed the tests. And on the other side, Allah says, there's no time to get into the tafsir of it. لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Those who don't fulfill it like you have done so, complete submission, in whatever the do's are, they're fulfilling the do's. And what the don'ts are, they're refraining from it. If they don't follow the same path, then they are zalimin. It's either itmam, completion, total submission, otherwise it's zalimin, otherwise it's zulm, oppression on oneself. Allah says, then the oppressors, then they're not going to be part of this great prize that you are giving, you are being given. So either we are going to be part of those who are making itmam, those who are making taslim, they are submitting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This itmam, this taslim, it's the same thing that is called sometimes istiqamat fi deen, being steadfast on the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is the same lesson that is sometimes expressed with the lesson of sabr. Sabr ala ta'at. Bearing whatever comes in one's way to make sure one fulfills Allah Ta'ala's command. Whether it is salah, waking up at the time of fajr and leaving the bed and coming to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is any of the other salah of the day, making sure it's happening on time. Whether it is fulfilling any other commands of deen, or sabr anil ma'asi, making sabr and bearing whatever comes on one's heart, but not breaking Allah Ta'ala's commands. Bearing the pressures of society patiently. Bearing whatever pressures might come from some family maybe. When a person wants to do the right thing sometimes, then when to do the right thing, then there are challenges sometimes. The challenges come from many directions. Sometimes it'll come from the near and dear ones. It might come from his own household. It might come from society, the norms of society. But no matter what comes, he makes sabr in fulfilling Allah's commands, sabr in refraining from what Allah has forbidden. That sabr that he makes is taslim. That sabr is submission. Because he's making sabr for the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That if my life goes, it goes, but I won't break Allah's command. That is the message. That is the lesson we are being given. This is the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what we have to bring into our day-to-day life. Check our heart. Our iman is correct. Our amal are correct. We have to learn this. We have to live it. And we have to make our homes submit. Our lifestyle submit. Our dressing submit. Make our eyes submit. We stop looking at haram. Make our tongue submit. And every aspect of our life, submission to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the message Ibrahim alayhi salam has given us. And this is the message Allah Ta'ala is giving us to keep alive in our lives. Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality of this submission and keep us steadfast on deen and iman till our last breath and raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.